two new opinion polls have been published today with stark differences in projected outcomes for the upcoming federal election. The news poll in the Australian newspaper says the Coalition has regained ground following last week's budget and is now in striking distance of Labor, while the Ipsos poll in The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald finds the government's position has actually deteriorated since the last survey in February. This new data comes as the Prime Minister continues to hold off on naming the actual election date. A convicted murderer is on the run after he removed his electronic tracking device while on parole in Sydney. Police say 50-year-old Damien Anthony Peters was last seen at the Prince of Wales Hospital in Randwick yesterday afternoon. Peters pleaded guilty to murdering and dismembering two people in his Surry Hills flat in 2001. In 2002, he was jailed for 21 years with a non-parole period of 13. More than $400 million worth of the drug ICE has been intercepted by Border Force officers in Sydney. 585 kilograms of methamphetamine was found inside a container that arrived from Singapore. Investigations continue, with police conducting searches at two properties in Sydney. And services have been held around the world to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. Around 800,000 people were killed. Rwanda will mourn for 100 days to match the number of days that the 1994 massacre lasted. Most of the people slain were Tutsis, killed by ethnic Hutu extremists.